The typical Wasatch Mountain runoff from a big snow year usually causes significant springtime flooding. This year, Utah experienced a series of thaws beginning in February that made for some unusual melt conditions, says National Weather Service hydrologist Brian McInerney.
What we looked at late February and into March was the possibility of some widespread flooding. And what happened was we had four peaks during the runoff, which is really rare. Usually get one big peak in the spring, late spring. But what happened was it warmed up so significantly in February that we melted off a good chunk of the snow in the valleys and at the lower elevations and flooded a good portion of Cache Valley and Box Elder County. And then we had three other peaks due to the warming. So when the final peak did occur, we just touched flood stage at the Logan River in the Cache Valley. And really, we didn't have any other issues, which was fortuitous for a lot of reasons.
McInerney says with climate change, there'll be more premature melting.
Yeah, really unusual. Maybe you'll get one, maybe you'll get two from a premature melt, meaning it warms up sometime in April, and you'll see the bump in the rivers. And then it'll go down, and then we'll see the real melt in earnest in late May and early June. What we saw was melt scenarios that occurred in February, March, April, and in May. And early June was a small one. So early melt scenario was something our models had a hard time getting its head around because you don't see this very often. Climatologically, this doesn't happen. And it's due to the warming that we're seeing now in the spring that we haven't seen before.
Still, the water was dangerous and seven people drowned in rushing streams and rivers this year.
Because of the volume and the rivers were so high, we had little kids fall into the river. We had people jumping in after them and they died. And the water is so cold and so swift, you're going to get hypothermia. You have that response where you automatically take a breath because it's so cold that if your head's underwater, you're breathing water, and they think that's what happened to some of these people. Others just couldn't get out.
May was the second warmest on record for air and sea temperatures. McInerney says thanks to some citizen scientists who work at the Park City Library, there's now a climate station in town.
March and April were actually pretty close to normal. And then as we progressed through the spring, they started getting warmer and warmer until we hit June was about 4.5 degrees above average. And then July so far has been about 10 degrees above average. The ladies at the Park City Library who volunteered to put in a climate station, they take the high and the low and they measure the precip, they measure the snow. And these are librarians, and they did this out of the goodness of their heart.
Recreating in Utah's canyon country can have risks, and flash flooding can have lethal consequences. With the monsoon season underway, McInerney says he would venture into the canyons, but would always watch for weather conditions.
But I would definitely check what the weather forecast is the day before, and I would look around before I went in to see if things are building in the morning hours. If you see thunderstorms building, I would really question whether we're going to go. And it's an assumption of risk. There's no right answer. And understand, the Weather Service doesn't get this right all the time. We do our best, but there's other things we can't quantify. There's variables that are out there that we don't really see with a radar. So understand, you should have as much information as before you go. And we also put a flash flood product out that's the flash flood potential based on atmospheric conditions. Dry conditions, then go ahead and have a great time. But if you have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, maybe not a good idea.
Brian McInerney is a National Weather Service hydrologist and provides a water and weather update to KPCW's public affairs program, This Green Earth, every season. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.